me cynical, but I guess I'm just a little, I don't know. Are we making too big of a deal of this whole eclipse thing? Well, I don't know. Let's check in with Eric Bilstead. Of course, he's one of our co-hosts here on Wisconsin Morning News, along with Vince Vetrano. And Eric, explain this to me. You and Vince are going to drive where just to see everything get dark for about a minute and a half?
Yes. Good morning, by the way. So Monday is the Great American Eclipse, right? So the path of totality, which, Libby, is where you're going to see complete darkness, where the sun will be all but just a corona behind the moon. There's a path from Texas all the way up. It gets southern Illinois, it goes through southern to central Indiana, goes through Cleveland, Ohio, and then further up to the north and east. So that's going to happen Monday afternoon. So our plan, because around here it might just be cloudy and it's just a partial eclipse, which isn't the same thing. Our plan is to get in the car right after the show on Monday morning, so hopefully no later than 9:15, hike down to Indianapolis, enjoy 4 minutes of totality, and then make the long trek back.
All right. Now let me tell you something. I spent more than half my life in Indiana. There's not much to see there. And why did you decide on Indianapolis of all places?
Well, so this is coming from the south. So the path of totality, if you will. So if you imagine how it's slowly going to creep up from Texas toward Indianapolis, if we were going to try to go to Carbondale in southern Illinois, it'd be too far. Wouldn't be able to make it in time. It would be earlier in the day, and it's further south. So for us, the perfect spot is Indy. We just got to get there. So,
all right. Are you going on I-65?
See?
Because don't. All I can tell you right now is don't take I-65, because even on a good day, that's a mess. If you are convinced to do this, go down 41.
You're not the first person to say that. So 41 is the trick.
Take 41. Take 41, and then if you want to head east towards Bloomington and then more towards Indianapolis, you'll still make, because isn't there like, how many miles wide is that total path of totality?
It's fairly wide, and I don't know the number off the top of my head. However, what I was hoping to do is hit the northern portion of the path. So, like, we technically don't even need to make it as far as Bloomington or as far as
Indianapolis. So you're cheating already. You're cheating already.
It's not cheating as long as I'm in the path. I have to make sure we get in the path, though, because otherwise, see, here's what's so amazing about this, Libby. Like, I've never witnessed this before. I've heard amazing things about how, like, all of a sudden the stars all appear, about how it gets so serene, how you can see, like, a sunset almost the entire horizon no matter where you turn. But there's also the corona. So the sun goes behind the moon, and actually, if you're in the path, you shouldn't do this if you're not in the path, but if you're in the path, you can take your glasses off and actually see it. You can see it in person. You can see the glow and just see this amazing thing that never happens.
So you plan to look directly at the sun without glasses?
Only if it's behind the moon. Only if it's behind the moon.
I'm looking at this path of totality right now. You don't have to go all the way to Indianapolis, because I'm telling you right now, even if you get there, you're not going to get out. Well, so you will not be back by Tuesday morning.
Correct. No, you're absolutely right. So that's our plan. The idea is if we hit the northern portion of the path, which would be north of Indianapolis, we enjoy the moment. We speak with God for a half a second, and then we get back in the car.
I don't know who you're going to talk to in Indiana, but it's not going to be God.
But then we get right back in the car. Like, the key is getting back in front of the fray. Like, if we get too deep into the path and we get too deep in the Indy, we'll never get home. So if we can just get to the northern portion, find a safe spot, enjoy that moment. Hopefully, it'd be great to be with some other people just because it'd be unique to talk to some other folks. But then
you're not going to see people there. You're just going to see cows. If you go the back roads, go the back roads. Go down 41, and then if you can get to some place like Waynetown,
okay,
or Wesley, you don't even need to go all the way to Crawfordsville.
Right.
Just stay away from Indianapolis, because it is going to be horrendous. Don't go on 74. Don't go on 65. Take the back roads.
But what if everyone is doing that? What if everyone's going the back road?
Well, you want to be with people, you said. But I'm telling you, if you go on I-65, you're never getting out.
You're not wrong. That's bad. It doesn't matter what day. It doesn't matter what time. 65 is awful all the time. You are correct.
There's also Mace, Indiana. There's another place you can go. Places that nobody ever goes. I mean, we're talking about, these aren't even one horse towns. You're lucky if you find a goat walking down the street.
Yeah, but as long as, I may need a gas station at some point. So, see, this is key. We got to know these things.
All right, so you got to get there by what time again if you're leaving at 9:15?
So totality in the Indianapolis area, right? That's where we're focused at. So totality for that is about 3:08-ish Eastern time. So we got to get there by 2:08 Central time. If we're leaving by 9:15, we can make it.
Yeah, just stay off I-65. That's well, and the other place, stay off of 80-94, where everything kind of comes together there. You do not want to go there.
Right.
You do not want to go there, Eric. I'm telling you, I lived there for all those years. You do not want to be there even on a good day.
All right. All right. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
We will be checking in with you. I know you'll be calling various shows throughout the day, telling us where you are, what you found.
Yep.
And just be careful looking up at the sun.
Promise. We are bringing protection.
We do not need two blind morning hosts on Tuesday morning. All right, Eric. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
An exciting time.
Yay, the Great American Eclipse, Libby. It's the Great American Eclipse.